Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The Democratic and Republican candidates for U.S. Senate squared off again today. Incumbent Debbie Stabenow and challenger John James held a debate in Grand Rapids last night and a second one in Detroit today. Chad Livengood with Crain's Detroit was at today's Detroit Economic Club meeting, which hosted the debate. In fact, you were on the panel of journalists, right?
That's correct, Lester.
So last night's debate covered health care, Social Security, trade, a border wall with Mexico, and President Trump. It was a little testy at times. How would you describe today's debate?
Well, today they did engage more. They did get back in some back and forth. Each of them used their allotted time to make a couple of rebuttals. And it was a better, free-flowing exchange than that televised debate in Grand Rapids last night. But it was, still sort of restrained to a one-hour format at a lunchtime meeting of the Detroit Economic Club. There were 700 people in attendance, so it was a packed house at the Motor City Casino. They had a pretty good back and forth with each other on all those different issues and more.
Well, let's talk about some of their positions. Where did they differ most strongly?
It was a lot about approach on health care issues. John James continued to rail against the Affordable Care Act, but at the same time, Debbie Stabenow obviously defended the Affordable Care Act. But neither of them really offered any new type of approach to health care and how they would deal with ever rising cost of healthcare, prescription drugs. There wasn't a lot of specifics on that front. One interesting area they did differ on was when Debbie Stabenow got asked whether she would support Proposal 1, legalization of recreational marijuana. She said she did. She also used it as a way to advertise Proposal 2, the redistricting proposal. And at the same time, John James said he's opposed to this, that he has concerns about workforce safety. He's an employer and he runs a logistics company in Southwest Detroit. And he also wants to see more research into medicinal marijuana. At the same time, he made a kind of a case that he thinks if we're going to legalize marijuana, that we ought to look at criminal justice reform and consider the impact that we have. If we're going to legalize marijuana for recreational use, we have people sitting in jail because they were dealing or handling marijuana before.
Well, you're in Detroit before the Economic Club. I'm wondering if trade and tariffs came up.
It did. Neither of them offered solution. John James kind of tried to turn my question about this and say that I don't call it a trade war because I've been to war. I call this a trade negotiation. And so he's an Iraq war veteran, and he thinks that this will all work out eventually, that the U.S. will get a better deal. And he has a front row seat to this issue because his company, James Group International, and one of their subsidiaries, they're the leading export company for Ford Motor Company. That's what they do. They move parts all around the world for Ford to their factories abroad, moving, American-made engines and transmissions. So at the same time, Debbie Stabenow was critical of the president going just too fast in the way he's approached trying to, essentially operate trade wars on multiple fronts with China, with Mexico, and with Canada. She tried to be optimistic that the new U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement will be good for the automakers, but she wasn't really all that enthusiastic about it.
John James has been trying to paint Stabenow more or less as a left-wing extremist. And Stabenow notes President Trump has been tweeting about James. There's a photo of them together. She's working hard to identify him with Trump. Were those things touched on today in Detroit?
Yeah, President Trump didn't get a lot of airtime today at this event. It wasn't really the focus. Stabenow didn't go after James too much about Trump, and James didn't talk about Trump. He tried to really talk about her record. He uses this refrain over and over. Senator, what took you so long? He talked, she brought up that we just got the money, the $900 million needed to build the new lock at the Sioux Locks. And he said, well, Senator, you've been in office for almost 20 years. What took you so long? So he kept using this, and he did this last night in Grand Rapids as well. It's kind of clearly a rehearsed line that they wanted to use. And they're actually already, Lester, using it in a television ad that they just produced this morning that that talks about Debbie Stabenow voting against emergency aid for the Iraq war back in 2007. They use a clip of her in a debate in 2006 saying that she will vote for whatever aid the military needs. And he uses this, you know, from last night's debate in this new TV ad saying, you know, noting that I was there. And he was actually on the ground and deployed at the time. So I would expect that you'll see that on your television screens in the coming hours and days.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That came up because in 2008, Stabenow was working with the Bush and Obama administrations to save GM and Chrysler during the recession. I'm wondering, in light of that, how is she viewed by the Detroit Economic Club members?
Well, she's already got the endorsement of the Detroit Regional Chamber. They endorsed her early back during the primary. Didn't even wait to see how the Republican primary shaked out between John James and businessman Sandy Pensler. So they sort of bucked two of their own members. And you know, she's got the Farm Bureau and she's got a lot of farm support out there because of her work as a ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. But, you know, in the chambers, she seems to have, the local business community, she seems to have a lot of good connections. I'm not sure if the business community is as in tune with this race as they may be with the governor's race, but partly because this race hasn't gotten a lot of, coverage and she's had 20-point leads in the polls. But, you know, some of those polls are starting to narrow. And, you know, just like regular voters, business leaders are starting to tune in and pay a little more closer attention here in the final weeks of the campaign.
Yeah, I think the latest poll showed her with 9 points ahead. You mentioned the Sioux Locks. I want to touch on one other thing about infrastructure. Did they bring up the topic of roads? Because, you know, federal money for roads is a big deal.
Yeah, they got asked about that. Isn't there an area where they just didn't offer any specifics? Neither of them said, yeah, I'm going to raise the federal gas tax. We'll get more money from Michigan. Nobody was really proposing anything on, major significant increases in infrastructure. I mean, Senator Stabenow brought up the president's $1.5 trillion plan that really never materialized. You know, they rolled it out back during one of many infrastructure weeks that the president has had this year. That has gotten no steam. Both of them also kind of talked around a question about the national debt and what they're going to do to lower the national debt at $21 trillion and counting, $1 trillion a year now, even during a very good economy.
Let me shoot a double barrel question at you. First, was there a strong sense among the audience whether there was a debate winner? And number two, will this debate actually have any impact on the race?
Well, it's hard. I don't get a good gauge of how people feel right then and there. There was definitely both sides had good, strong response and claps at different times. So obviously they had some of their own people who paid to get into this debate again. And that's another point. This is a debate that was limited to 700 people. It was live streamed on Detroit Public Television, but and there may be some rebroadcast of it. But it's a middle of the day debate. That debate yesterday was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in a television studio. You know, neither of these debates are going to be on prime time on network television. That's where there's more potential for them to get better exposure. Obviously, I would say that this, this was a draw for most viewers probably.
Chad Livengood is with Crain's Detroit. He was one of the panelists asking questions of Democrat Debbie Stabenow and Republican John James during a debate between the two U.S. Senate candidates hosted by the Detroit Economic Club. Hey, Chad, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Lester.